Also, I feel like when we do this picture for the thumbnail, we need to get better lighting because I didn't like the one from last week. But anyways, welcome to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. You guys are just halfway towards the conversation, entering it, entering our conversation. Because I feel like that's easier than me saying, hey, welcome to the podcast that we yet don't have a name for after 60 plus episodes.
Names are coming. Names are coming.
So, okay. So that's a good point. So before we get into anything today, let me, what?
Some people fucking in them cars way over there.
No, they're not. Should we take the microphones over there and just look in there and,
look where we are. The cars are right here.
Yeah.
Cars are way the fuck over there. What are they doing?
Well, they're probably at they work over there probably. I don't know. Maybe we just take the microphones over there and we just like look in the car. And then like, we'll do is we'll start doing a play-by-play.
I'm like, hey. Hey. What are you doing in there? I'm like, hey.
You're not
crack
doing
that
it
window
right.
Alone. You're not a doing little bit. Want some of that stink. I'm lonely.
That had me rolling in Family Guy. When Cletus said that? Had me rolling, man. Anyway, all right. So I wanted to get into something real quick before we get into any of the other dumb stuff we'll talk about today. Last week, What?
Nothing.
What?
I was trying to remember what we talked about last week.
Yeah, stay in my pants. Anyways, last week, I complained for like 15 minutes about like my difficulties getting people to do the podcast, right? And I feel like I was like postmenopausal, so I didn't get my point across the way I wanted it to, okay? So I'm going to elaborate on that a little bit because it just sounded like I was complaining like a mofo the whole time. So let me get into a little bit. And so I didn't eloquently talk about it, right? So because also I want this to also be something of a primer because I've talked to more people about doing the podcast. And now what I have to end up doing is saying, listen to a couple of episodes and be aware of the diversity of the podcast, how we can go from you and I just literally riffing and saying really outlandish stuff, but then also going into some that are interviews and talking to people one-on-one about their experiences on life. I mean, it could have a broad range, right? And I've run into situations where people are definitely more conservative or maybe don't want to talk about certain things. And keep in mind, if I'm inviting you to be on this podcast, like that fly is trying to molest you, yo. It's on your arm, I think. Long story short, if I'm inviting you to this, I'm inviting you for a reason, unless you want to just riff about stuff. But and also, be aware that I will discuss whether or not you want to talk about specific topics, and we can discuss that before anything goes live. But the reality is, I started going into a rant about business and going into a rant about... I need to stop drinking diet soda before I do this freaking podcast. I started going to a rant about... it's all escaping me. But long story short, whether or not your business, whether or not your personality, whatever. My biggest thing is this, okay? Like, I get it if you... I'm not trying to have anybody risk their jobs or whatever about it, right? And while I do understand that if you're a family person and you're worried about your kids listening to something like this, like this isn't something your kids should probably be listening to, right? That I get. But secondarily, I think we in society, especially our society here in the U.S., we get into situations where we get very, very PC and we want to pretend like there isn't certain aspects of our lives. They're definitely a reality, right? So one easy way to talk about it is like, sexuality. That's something we talk a lot. We joke a lot about. I've had podcasts where I interview women about, you know, sex and you know, their proclivities or whatnot. And that is like very taboo. And so when I started this podcast, originally the idea was like to have conversations and fun, lighthearted conversations, but also get into conversations where we discuss definitely people's perspectives on things. And for you to pretend, these bugs are killing me, for you to pretend that that isn't a reality of life is kind of like a weird joke, right? It's a weird scenario. What the fuck is up with these flies, dude? Like, they are all over the place.
Yeah, I know, that's what...
I'm literally fighting them off. For you to pretend that sexuality and sexual interactions are not part of reality, it's kind of this weird... Dude, it's freaking mosquitoes. And this dude just... I just killed this dude. For us to pretend like sexuality is not a part of life, it kind of disappoints me. And that's another reason why I'm trying to make it not so taboo in the podcast. Because I can't control the way society views things. And I think our views on sexuality and intercourse or whatnot is like so taboo in this country. It's kind of disappointing because... we're making it taboo by not discussing these topics and discussing these things. Like, how many dumb things did you hear about when you were growing up about sex or whatever? And then all of a sudden, you grow up and you're like, dude, that's not the reality of things, right? Yeah. And so that was kind of the original discussion for having some of these topics. But we also can't shy away from the fact that this is a reality of life. The reason why there's so many people in this world is because of sex. You can't have more people in this world unless we start cloning, but this is just not going to happen. Okay, so while this is definitely not a podcast for younger individuals, it's definitely a situation where I am proud of the fact that we can talk about stuff and it'd be pretty frank. I mean, if we're trying to be serious about things, two mosquitoes down. If we're trying to be serious about things, like, we definitely have to discuss certain topics that may be taboo with society.
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate.
I don't know. I was bothered by that. Like, I think I was bothered by the fact. Let me rephrase that. I was bothered by the fact that I so shittily described it, but at the same time, I'm drinking diet soda, which I know I shouldn't do before a podcast, and that isn't helping with my original thought for this rant. But ultimately, like, and also, I feel like the podcast is splitting into a duality. Like, we have certain ones where it's just you and I being jovial and talking and talking junk and just laughing about dumb stuff that we say. And, you know, a lot of that stuff is sometimes what I use for the clips on Instagram, because then we'll joke about stuff and I'll put a clip up, and that's kind of like the not clickbait, but it's more like the funny stuff that people would want to hear, right?
Yeah.
And I think our audience is kind of weird, because some people do like the more intensive interviews where we're talking about people and their perspectives and their views on life or specific things about their life. And then some other people just like the outlandish, weird, crazy stuff that we say that just kind of gives them a laugh and entertainment during their X amount of hours while sitting on a computer at work. You know, it's a weird duality. So I've been contemplating, like, and you and I have talked about this, I've been contemplating making the podcast continuously, still making it like a weekly thing, but when there's interviewees, definitely giving the podcast maybe a different name or a numbering or something. Yeah. So that people know that this week's podcast is more of an interview-based podcast and it's more of a serious podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe what I'll do is I will change the thumbnails so that it's like, you know, we'll take a picture with the person who we're doing the podcast with versus me doing the funny, like, ugly photo, like, shitty Photoshops is the way I call them, because it's the fact that they're shit. I could do a better job with them, but the fact they're shitty is what makes them funny.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll do that, and we still got to think of a name, and maybe I'll change the name depending on... Maybe we just have the same... Anyways, we'll talk about this off air, but I've been just struggling with a lot of those ideas because there's a few other people that I've been talking about interviewing, and I've talked to them and I approached them and we've discussed it a little bit, and so I've given them the podcast link so they can listen to some of them so that they know what they're, you know, being a part of, right?
Uh-huh.
Because ultimately, if I have somebody come in and I want them to talk to me about their experiences with, I don't know, building cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's gonna be a vastly different podcast than you and I, like, right now just talking smack and just making outlandish jokes.
Yeah.
And so I hope that people can understand that you can have both. You can have podcasts where they're jovial and fun and just lighthearted. And then you can also have some that are more maybe perspective opening, more and more educational, if you will. and you can't have both in life. And I think we forget that. Like, I think that's one thing I definitely, that's my point that I was trying to make earlier, that ultimately when you are listening to this podcast, I hope that you realize that human beings are more complex than just the basic shit. So if you listen to this podcast and you listen to just the jovial ones and you're just laughing at the dumb shit we say, like, you can't assume that if you meet us in real life, like, that's all we are. Human beings are far more complex. So you can't accept, you can't assume that that's all we do and that's all we talk about. And if you came on this podcast, that's all we do and that's all we would talk about. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, since we are complex people, you got to realize that there is many levels of complexity. And anybody that would know me personally, not personally, anybody that know me outside of this podcast would never picture me doing a podcast like this. They'd actually probably say the opposite of what I'm like on this podcast. So everybody's got multiple layers and multiple faces that they operate in. So for somebody to assume that, no, I don't want to be a part of your podcast because you said one thing one time that was really freaking crazy and I can't be associated with that. Well, okay, then we can discuss that further. But if you don't want to be on the podcast, then fine. But you got to realize that, as I've said it once, I'll say it a million times, like, I am producing real content. Mm-hmm. This isn't like fake prank videos or scripted. This isn't like, hey, this is my vlogging life that's really just planned out ahead of time. This isn't like my fake day of eating videos. Like, that fly is literally melding with you. The content that we produce on here is pretty legitimately real, whether it comes to the vlogs or whether it comes to the podcast, whether it comes to project videos. I'm pretty straight up the way how I approach things in life. Like, I don't want to be this guy who puts on a facade and has a face that he puts on. It's just never been my thing. So to end this rant that's way too long, long story short, like, if I invite you to this, just realize that there's more layers to this podcast than just the jovial, outlandish shit we say in certain podcasts. Realize that there is more to it. And if for those of you that are hesitant to do it, realize that I understand your hesitation. I understand why you choose not to do it. But also realize that if this, you're doing this for a brand, I'm almost more hesitant to, because you need to realize that you need to assume that whoever you're selling your brand to is smart enough to know that there's more to you than this, just the two things or three things that you associate yourself in life. Because if that's the truth, everybody's made mistakes in their life, and you can't assume that just because you've made a mistake that that's the thing that everybody's going to remember you for. That doesn't flow as well as I wanted it to. But long story short, my thing is, while you have the complete right to not want to do the podcast, and that's 100% within your right, I hope that people realize that there is more to this podcast, and not just this podcast, but people themselves, that they're just not a one-trick pony. That's it.
Also, fuck your furniture.
No. You're salty on that one, dog. No. It's not that one situation. I've been talking to people about doing the podcast because, once again, like I talked about last week, right now, the in order for me to get interviewees, first of all, I got to find interesting people that have a certain perspective on life. And that takes time, right? Because, yeah. Like, if I go to this dude right here in Starbucks, I got to find the thing that I would talk to him about an hour about.
Maybe we just open up to anybody who wants to be on there and see if we can, however long we can go.
I guess, but that to me seems like you're going to have a lot of dead space and a lot of, like, dumb conversation because...
Hey, man, we're good at having conversations.
You and I, because you and I know each other since, like, whoa, birth. But at this point, I mean, some people really have nothing going on. And are you going to talk about somebody how, like, they love makeup? I guess we could talk about that. But how well do they... I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm not confident.
Hey, if you want to be on, let us know. Shoot an email.
Yeah. All the contact info is below. Just my email, your know. Social media, yeah, my social media.
Talk about sure. No, I was going to... No, don't talk about that.
Yes. Yeah, so, long story short, I just hope people realize that. Because I have been contacting other people. And now, to prime the conversation, I'm almost like, hey, listen to some episodes first, because I don't want to be in a situation like last time where it's like, oh, yeah, I want to do it. And then it's like, oh, wait, no, I just heard your content. Like, okay. I wish you kind of would have known.
Don't use big words in your rejection letter. I hate that shit.
Well, not just that. It's also like, dude, I won't get into it. Anyways, what's going on with you, dog?
Nothing. Well, we started talking about Mayweather.
So we started talking about Mayweather and Connor. And
I showed you that video of Connor doing his wacky warm up.
Look, man, I'm not mad at that warm up. People were pretty like critical of it.
I'm not mad at it. Just
it looks dumb.
It looks
dumb. You're right.
I'm just saying he should have been like, hey everybody, I'm gonna do this warm up. It's gonna look fucking weird, but don't worry. He didn't. He would just start doing it. No, he just no warning.
But I mean, he doesn't. Cal, yeah,
he just Khal Drogo'd it and just started going.
But he's always done unconventional shit. Like
no primer, no warning, just straight in there.
Well, how is he gonna prime stroke. That? He's not. He's always done unconventional shit. Even ever since the Ido Portal, he's always done weird stuff.
Same. He's just been like,
you're not gonna prime anybody. You just need to do it. What are you gonna tell people? I'm gonna do this weird thing right now.
Yeah,
like,
I'm gonna do this weird fucking thing right now.
No,
it's gonna look weird.
I'm not mad at it. I mean, in theory, it should be able to kind of loosen your shoulders and your elbow. It's loosening up your whole arm joints and shit in order for you to kind of get warmed up. I'm not mad at it, man. Look, whatever he needs to do, all I'm saying is that if he starches Mayweather, and I'm not confident he will, honestly, I'm surprised that the odds are so much in his favor. I heard that the odds are more in his favor than they have been for when Mayweather's fought. Like actual boxers, which to me is dumbfounds me. And in all honesty, it's going to be a long night for McGregor. It's going to be a very difficult fight. But if he fucking starches him, can you imagine if he knocks him out? Can you imagine? At that point, that guy just needs to retire and say, I'm literally the best ever at everything. Literally.
At everything?
At everything. If you look at the way he's come up, It's some movie shit, honestly. I mean, you look at it, and he went through all these low divisions in Europe. He got two belts at two different weight classes in an underground, not underground, like a not what's the word I'm looking for, low leagues. No. Pro. What's under the pro league?
Amateur.
The amateur. There you go. Sorry, freaking diet soda. He got two belts at different weight classes. He got two different weight classes. The titles at two different weight classes. I need to stop drinking soda. At an amateur league, right? He went to the UFC. Within like a few months, I think, he almost got himself to a title fight. Like I think somebody posted the other day, like 4 years ago that day, he fought, who's the guy with the belt right now at 135?
Holloway.
He fought Holloway 4 years ago. He fought Holloway 4 years ago and won. Freaking mosquitoes. He fought Holloway so 4 years ago. We're going to have to take this in the car, probably.
Yeah.
He fought Holloway 4 years ago and won. And 4 years after, he's literally fighting to get one of the biggest paydays ever in a completely different sport. That doesn't happen. That's like you leaving rugby and all of a sudden you're like Peyton Manning 4 years later. Like, it doesn't happen, man. It's some storybook shit. I mean, he's the first guy to have two titles at the same time in a UFC. I mean, if this is real and he is actually manifesting this reality, like, and it's not fake and UFC's not making this and this isn't like WWE. I mean, dude, I hated that guy in the beginning, but I got to give him mad props because what he's doing is insane. And now he's got the MMA community that used to hate him is now kind of on his side because they're just everybody wants Mayweather to get knocked out.
Yeah, everybody wants it.
Yeah, so it.
I want it.
Yeah, and so like I used to hate Conor, but now I'm kind of like, hey, man, if he beats Mayweather, I'm not mad at him at all.
So, if he does, do you think they rename the UFC Conor McGregor Fighting Championship?
Yeah, maybe. They might. At this point, dude, if he wins, though, he can't go back to the UFC because the UFC's not going to pay him $100 million a fight.
No, like I said, they're going to have to pay him in land. They're like, Conor, we want you a fight. I don't need your fucking money. We'll give you the whole state of Montana. Okay, then.
Yeah, like
what are you going to give? You have to offer him something.
Because he's going to be making, what, $100 million off of this fight probably, give or take. I mean, ultimately, dude, how are you going to go from $100 million to going back to making probably $1 million? He's making 100 times what he would normally make in one fight. For this one where he didn't have as much press, he had to learn a whole new sport, which is difficult as heck, but he didn't have as much press. It's just fascinating of a fight, man. And now they got smaller gloves, so in theory, so in theory, he could punch harder, but also that also means that Mayweather can punch hard faster too.
Faster and harder, yeah.
Faster and harder too. So, and
assuming he does that,
the only harder part is going to be the fact that they're in theory they're smaller, right? So there's less kind of shielding that Mayweather can do. I don't know, man. It's a fascinating fight. Don't get me wrong, I'm not going to buy it, but
we're going to watch this.
We'll see.
If you're having a viewing party. Let us know. We'll come by.
But I'll
bring some chicken wings.
Not gonna happen. I'm not paying $100 for a pay per view. But ultimately, I think it's a fascinating fight. I think, you know, boxers are so quick to just talk smack where they're like, "Oh, he's gonna win." And look, in theory, he should lose, right, McGregor?
Uh huh.
But boxers are so quick to be like, I don't know. I heard a lot of boxers talk smack, like they're like, oh, boxing is like so much more difficult. And I'm like, look, don't get me wrong. Boxing is definitely its own sport. But a lot of these guys have been talking smack like they're way better fighters. And I'm like, all right, man. I'm not convinced. I've been taking jiu-jitsu for a very short time now. And like, if you've got no ground training and you get taken to the ground, there's a problem.
Yeah.
You're going to have a problem. All right. I've been taking jiu-jitsu for like 2 months now. And I'm going to tell you this, in the first couple weeks were rough. They were rough. Like, you have no idea what you're doing on the ground. Like, it's not even the fact that you're tilting your axis. Instead of just being like a normal plane of existence where you have the ability to go up, down, left, right. Like, here, you have that, except you are on your back. And you actually technically don't have that because you can't move with your feet the way you do when you're standing.
Yeah.
You're like a fish out of water, all right? So even with Connor's level of jiu-jitsu, which he's not like a black belt, all right? But he's, if any, is better than none. And I can tell you right now, like, I think with my shitty jiu-jitsu, I've had an easier time taking down a dude. If it goes to the ground, I have an easier time knowing how to pass or how to control a person on the ground than somebody who doesn't. Unless you got wrestling experience, it's like trying to fight in the water. Like it's a whole nother thing, man. So, and then you add elbows and kicks, good luck. Because if Conor was allowed to use everything he's got, dude, that spinning kick that he did at Chad Mendez would just murk Mayweather. You train pretty good your abdomen and core in order to take some blows to the stomach, but that's a kick. That's like a spinning heel kick. Like the power you generate. You saw Joe Rogan, that video of him kicking that freaking, I think it's like a 100-pound bag, mm-hmm. where he does a spinning heel kick and the bag like folds and then rocks. I'm like, that's a 100-pound bag.
It's
a whole new world. I mean, I think boxers definitely have a difficult job. But to say you're going to, like, fight a dude with everything he's got within his arsenal is a bit crazy.
Oh, man. Pretty excited if we can find somewhere to watch it.
And ultimately, like I've said a million times on a podcast, all he's got to do is survive 12 rounds. If he murks him, I might even just flip a table. But ultimately, with Conor, all he has to do is last 12 rounds. If he doesn't get knocked out or rocked, he wins. Because he can just talk smack and be like, I fought you and you're... I can't do an Irish accent, otherwise I would. But all he has to say is just like, I fought you in yours, now fight me in mine.
I got you. I fucking did it. I fucking did it. You're nothing. You gotta come in my spot. I'll fucking rock you there. Like, give me the island of Hawaii as my payment.
I mean, ultimately, man, that's what he has to do. And if he does it, dude, Mayweather is not going to fight him in an octagon.
I want Jurassic Park as my payment.
Because another thing you got to think about, too, is that Mayweather uses the ropes a lot. Uh-huh. He'll get on the ropes. I've seen him kind of, he moves around, dances around. He pushes against the ropes, and then he uses them sometimes to kind of to round out, kind of get around. And those ropes have... They're not hard. They're flexible. You can move. Yeah. So a lot of times I've seen him where he gets cornered and he's able to block. And then he kind of can bounce back on those ropes and kind of swing around or use that to load up sometimes. You're not doing that in a cage. Cage doesn't flex like that.
No.
And if a guy's able to pin you up against the cage.
You're staying there.
Yeah. So, yeah. Now, Mayweather is never going to have the time to practice everything he needs to take on even a guy like Conor. I say that like he's the shittiest guy ever.
Yeah, so you're saying that like he's...
Yeah, man. Like, give...
Like, he's somebody really shitty.
Max Holloway would murk. Demetrius Johnson would murk.
You're naming killers. I don't think you get the point of the game.
Well, I'm saying it that way because Demetrius has got... He fights at 125? 122. 125 is small. He fights at 125. So... Mayweather's got maybe 30 pounds on him, 20, 30 pounds. And Demetrius, don't get me wrong, Demetrius is a fast dude.
I was going to say, I'm not even sure he'd touch him.
He is fast. But he would still murk him. Like, even if Demetrius is just like, all right, no kicks, no elbows, but I could take you down. Dude, you've seen him on the ground. He's like a spider monkey with, like, cocaine in his system. He's just, he's insanely quick.
So he don't get tired either.
No. So, no, dude, it's just a weird...
He's like, we're going 12? Oh, that's cool.
That's fine. It's not like they're 12-5s.
Yeah, no.
Either. They're like 12-3s, right? Or what are they?
12-3s.
Yeah.
So, I think it's almost about the same.
No.
Yeah, do math. Phil, you can't do math in your head.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to... you looked at my phone.
Well, do it. Well, you have it now.
36 minutes.
Okay.
And then a five round 25. So it's definitely 15 more minutes. That's like adding a 3-round fight after that. But it's 3 minutes, man. Like, look, I don't know what it's like to be in the boxing match, but I've done like 3-minute rolls plus. And you could stall for 3 minutes if you know how to stall. And ultimately, that's what Mayweather does, right? He stalls by moving around, and
like
he pushes, and
he'll get up against
the ropes and just, you know, clinch up and then kind of block, and then try to get a blow in there, block, get a blow in there, and then he'll round out, and then he'll kind of continue to roll around, move around the ring. So, yeah, I don't know, man. That is dumb. I could have done that math in my head.
Told you.
So, that's my thoughts on McGregor and Mayweather.
Yeah, let us know if you're watching it somewhere.
I think it's a fascinating fight. I almost kind of want to root. I always root for the underdog, so I got to root for Conor, but it's going to be a hard fight for him to win.
Yeah, man. It's crazy.
Speaking of jiu-jitsu, man, I've been getting beat up.
Yeah, man, you say you're rolling with killers, too. You're like, you look like Verdum. I bet you're easy to fight.
I went today, man. That was a mistake. Today was, like, only people that are really hardcore, so they train, like, every day. And so
like,
I went
you look like Cain Velasquez. Come here.
I went today, man, and it was, like, all higher-level belts. And they're all dudes. And the only dude that was kind of way better than me, but it's still in my belt, was, like, 30, 40 pounds heavier than me. Like, I'm like, well, I looked at everybody around and I was like, I'm literally the newest guy here. Literally. And I'm like, well, I know what today is. Survival day. That's what today is. I'm that gazelle that's trying to stay alive when the cheetah's just coming out and you're just hoping. You're hoping that cheetah runs out of gas. You're like, you can only go hard for like, what, 30 seconds?
Yeah, like
cheetahs, how long they go
yeah,
for?
30 seconds.
And then afterwards, I'm good. But I just gotta go. I gotta move, man. Just wiggle, shrimp. I gotta try getting guard. I gotta lock up some arms. I gotta try to do something. That was me today. I got beat up. Like, I got like either rug or mat burn on my lip, or just Damn. Somebody dragged their gi across my face. I don't know what it is. And then, like, I got armbarred, and so, like, I hate getting armbarred, man, because I tap quickly on armbars. Because it's one of those situations where
like, not my jack-off arm. I gotta alternate.
No, because that's the one where it feels like it takes longer to heal. It just, like, once it gets hyperextended, like, the next few days, they feel awkward. And if I'm drilling stuff and it all involves that arm, it just feels like crap. And then, what else I got? Oh, I bit my lip. I bit the bottom of my lip, so that's still healing. That's jacked up. And it was a pretty big bite, man. I could feel skin just dangling in there. Yeah, man. It was pretty bad.
And then what's the mouth guard?
Yeah, I do. But I wasn't wearing it. I don't think I was wearing it. And then I went to go get it. And by that time, I was like, whatever. And then when you take off the mouth guard, there's like blood on it. And then look at my shins, dude. They're all like bruised up.
Jeez, man.
And then you see my ear? So you see how this ear is like, I'm getting the freaking cauliflower ear with that. So you see how it's like thin right here? Like that thinness? Okay, look at this ear. You see how it's like swollen right here?
Yeah.
At first I was like, I didn't notice it. And then I was just like, I was having a hard time sleeping on this side. I was like, what the heck? And then my ear felt hot. You know, like if someone slaps you and then you just like that blood's rushing to that area. It just felt hot. And then I was just like, this don't look like the other one. Like which of these two things is different? Like it looks like that. So it's like kind of swollen there. So I gotta make an appointment. Doctor's gotta cut me up and drain it. Yeah. Which the only reason it irritates me is because then I might have to take time off. I might just go in there and just drill.
Yeah.
I might have to get those stupid ear guards. I was talking to my instructor the other day. I was like, dude, how many times have you gotten cauliflower ear? He's like, I've never got it. And he's like, what the f-? I was tripping out. I was like, you've never had it? He's like, no, I never got it. I was like, mother freaker, man. I think it's one of the drills that we do. It's like you're standing on you're laying on your back.
Uh-huh.
And then you push off with your feet, like, so you lift your butt. And then you swing one leg over like this. So ultimately what you end up doing is like you're tripoding upside down. So you're starting on your back. And then literally, like, let's say you're laying on your back. You burst your hips up. And then one of your legs, so pretend it's like the left leg, it swings over to the opposite, to your right side. So ultimately you find yourself like upside down in like a tripod pose. But you don't use your hand to post up. You almost want to use like your head, like to post up like a tripod, if I'm explaining that correctly. Mm-hmm. And I think my dumbass has been doing is I've been rolling. And every time I do the right side for some reason, when I throw the left leg to the right side, I've been rolling, I think, occasionally on my ear.
Oh.
And I think that's what's been doing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you get cauliflower ears basically, for you listening that don't know, it's like a blunt force trauma to the ear. So what ends up happening is that you're getting blows to the ear. And so your blood, your body starts rushing blood there, but then it can't get back out. And so essentially what ends up happening is that it cauterizes. Or what is it called when your blood hardens? Coagulates?
Coagulates, yeah.
It coagulates. And so it leaves that area like hard, like deformed or whatever. Some guys love it. Some guys are like, it's like a badge of honor. And I'm like, dude, if I'm already getting it like 2 months in, I'll get a couple more badges later. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But some guys like it because some guys, they get it really backed up. Like jacked up ears, like Randy Couture.
Yeah,
he said he used to, because it hardens, and I hear when it hardens, it gets hard like a rock. Yeah. And I guess he would just like during wrestling matches, he would rub his jacked up ear on people's faces.
Jeez.
Because it's hard, so it hurts. Yeah, it's a weird thing about jiu-jitsu, man. It's you bond with the people you're rolling with, but sometimes you gotta be an asshole. And afterwards, you got to be like, all right, yeah, sorry, but you got to do it. Like, there's a position where if, like, I'm mounting you, I'll put my hands behind your head and tripod up to try to escape a leg. But then while you're doing that, you're grabbing your shoulder and you're pushing it up against, like, your chin. So I would grab my shoulder and push it up against your chin and, like, pressure your jaw. Like, pin your head by pressuring your jaw down. So, like, there's some kind of sneaky shit you do like that. But that's kind of the thing you do. It's applying pressure so that the guy in the bottom isn't comfortable and can't do stuff. It's weird, man. Long story short, I'm beat up. But I think I'm going to start going more.
Cut back, son.
Nah, man. I think I'm going to go more. Because, first of all,
47 years old.
Oh, die, mosquito. Doy! I'm pausing this. Alright, so anyways, my bad for those of you that are like, what just happened? I literally slapped a mosquito that was on my hand. Well, no, I was flying by and like a ninja. I picked it up midair. Like a Strider Ryu, and then I just slammed it on my hand, and when I did, it exploded in blood.
I would say you're making that up, but that's a pretty accurate replay of what happened.
Yeah, just like that, dog. You don't even know, man. You don't even know.
I don't understand why there's so many mosquitoes there.
I don't know, man. We had a dip. We're literally back in the car now.
Yeah, there's way too many.
I just don't know where there's standing water here for there to be that many mosquitoes.
I mean, somewhere around here, probably in the back area somewhere. I don't know.
It's like, man, they love my blood. Like, that must have been my blood because they were all over me. But literally, it was a visible amount
juicy
of blood.
Blood, man.
I guess, man. I got that good, good.
Brolic blood.
That's why United Blood keeps calling me. They're like, hey, you haven't donated in a while. You want to give us some of that red, lively blood you have? I'm like, yeah, let me call you back. Let me call you back.
Maybe. Might be.
Dude, they're aggressive with their... Have they ever called you?
No.
I give blood occasionally when they come to work or whatever. And they're...
Screw that. That's my blood. I need all my blood.
And they're like, oh, we see that you haven't given blood in a while. We just wanted to check in with you. And then I'm like, oh, well, let me...
She'd have been like, yeah, and we're just my blood. That's why.
And they're like, oh, well, just to let you know, I can find a place for you to donate. I'm like, wow, okay, well, I'd said I would think about it, but... okay, I guess.
That's,
maybe.
That does seem very aggressive.
Yeah, like, there's a location near... What side of town do you live on?
And is it, like, a person, or
yeah,
is
no,
it
it's
like,
a person. It's a person.
It's, like, not a robot?
No, it's a person, man. They want that blood.
That's interesting. Like, give us a juicy blood.
I never...
Now, is it an actual, like, is it actual blood place, or is it just, like, Randy?
No, it's, like, blood. United Blood, United, or whatever... company, the big name one,
yeah,
the whatever
United Blood Service,
yeah, I think it's them, which I always wonder, like, how do they make money, right? Because it costs money to hire people to get blood. It costs money to maintain all of it, to ship it and all that. But I mean, I guess it makes sense. I don't know if they're a for-profit company, but it makes sense because they charge the hospitals like a boatload of money for this blood.
Yeah,
that's how they cover the cost of all that stuff, which is kind of like, dude, I gave my blood because I thought it'd help save a life. I guess I didn't read the fine print about them charging to save that life, but I guess you got to also cover the overhead, right? Like, so many shades of gray in the world.
Yeah, man.
I want ice cream.
Right? That's just what I was going
to
tell you.
Let's go to QT, dog. Those QT ice cream cones are legit.
I think they're the QT kitchen closes at 10, yo.
How dare you, QT? QT, hit me up. I got a new business proposition for you. How about you stay late, open late?
I have to go to
McDonald's.
Oh, McDonald's.
Soft serve ice
cream. Isn't Dairy Queen open?
I don't know. Maybe. Let's go to Dairy Queen.
Flip a bitch. That's so, slang for making a U-turn. I don't want him to actually hurt any female.
Or a dog.
Or a dog. I don't want him to flip a female dog either. I don't want him to do anything to any females. I know how some of you people might be offended by my terminology.
The snowflakes are going to be upheaving, dude. Oh, yeah. Remind me before we get out of the podcast, before we finish this, I got an article to read you.
Ooh, article.
That was kind of good. Last week we did a good article about the millennial stuff. Dude, which, once again, I still refuse the fact that millennials are like 20-year generation.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
You get Ridge Racer right here, hauling it. Hauling
he needs
it.
To make this right turn at the light, which does make sense because there's a turn lane for that. Dude, what time is Chipotle open till?
I think 11. 10 or 11, right? Because there's still people in there?
There look like there's still people in there.
I think 11. They stay open pretty late.
When you need to carb up for walls and tip.
Yeah, man. It's that time of the week. You got to try to carb up, get that energy.
It's cream pie hours right now, man.
Oh. You ain't lying. Lying.
Nope, I'm not. They're like, wow, that dude's a teacher, huh? Yeah.
Once again, the duality of people, okay? Like, yeah, people say dumb stuff like that all the time, and they might think it because it's funny. Some people have a dark sense of humor, too. But that's not something that you would say at school.
I wouldn't say cream pies.
Yeah, so once again, people are you should assume that people are smart enough to know that you're multi-layered.
Like, although, truth be told, well, I saw that same couple over there at the bus stop. There's a couple at the bus stop waiting for the bus. I was like, I saw them earlier in the week, and I was like, man, that's a good couple waiting at the bus stop together. Your broke asses are poor together. That's romantic as hell. Just waiting out in the hot heat. So now they're waiting out in the dark night.
Maybe they just live in that bus stop.
They might. Anyways, truth be told, I'm like this most of the time at work too. I just don't cuss as much. I don't throw out the word cream pies. But I'm pretty savage too.
You're like dunking on kids.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You're like, this is my free throw line.
Yeah, I show them what's up. I don't hold back. I want those special ed kids to be the best cart pushers they can be. I want them to collect those carts, rain, snow, earthquakes, tsunamis, whatever, man.
What's up with these two random dudes right here just eating ice cream outside? Anyways, whatever. Is it still open?
I can't tell.
It's looking dead, man. It's looking dead in here.
The interracial gay couple's out there.
Oh, wow.
What? It's an interracial gay couple.
Why they gotta be gay, son? Why can't they just be doing dumb stuff like we are right now? Just looking. Man, that is the smallest sign known to man.
I'm gonna say they're closed.
They're closed?
I'm going to say so, because ain't nobody in there.
Well, there's two women in there, but they're employees. So
good. I'm glad there's women in there. That's who I want serving my ice cream. Or all my
food.
Where
else? Where else can we go?
Ice cream? McDonald's?
Ugh. Whenever I see them throw that goop in there, whenever I see them throw the goop in there that turns out to be ice cream later.
Supposedly.
It saddens me. It sends me, and then it makes me reflect on my life and think, what are you doing with your body? You're putting that in your body? How disrespectful are you? I thought you had a machine that you were running and jujitsuing with and doing crazy stuff with. What happened, man? What happened to you?
Sometimes you just want to put something not healthy in your body, man. Like crack. or baby. Oh. Whatever, man.
You know. Like, I like how I laughed at crack, but then I went, oh, with the baby.
Dude, that's what I do all the time. My boss was like, because she's working summer school. She's like, oh, that one girl you're flirting with this year, I'm going to get her number for you. I'm like, good looking out. I was like, which one, though? Because that doesn't really narrow it down.
Like, I flirt with all of them. Man.
Yeah, I was like, that doesn't help. And she's like, oh, the one in the cafeteria. I'm like.
Oh, you talked about her before.
Yeah, I was like, don't do it. She has a kid. I pulled the plug on that. She's like, oh my God, she has a kid? I was like, yeah. And she's like married or has a boyfriend. I go, but that's not what turned me off. The part that she has a kid, that was a deal breaker.
That was a deal breaker?
Yeah.
Look, man, we're getting at that age now where the women we talk to, if we date in our age, definitely probably have kids.
Probably.
Unless you're dealing with a woman who's like super career oriented and has just like been just grinding the pavement, and just she's like some crazy CEO or something. Like, that's the only time you're gonna get a girl who doesn't have kids by now. For the most part, once again, I'm not speaking in absolutes, it's generality. So, some of you that are just sad and don't have anybody in your life,
some
don't
people
get mad
like,
at me.
I don't got no kid. Like, well, hey, I'm glad you're on the pill.
Wow, well, there you go.
Glad you're using your or your college degrees. I'm glad. Happy for you. Just saying, a lot of people have kids now.
A lot of people do have kids.
A lot of people we went to school with have like four kids.
Yes.
A lot of people we went to school with, their kids are in high school now.
Wow, yeah, you might be right. Probably getting there. Do you remember who the first girl that we went to high school with was that got pregnant? I don't think we had any, like, teen pregnant
people.
No,
I don't think we had any. Well,
no, which is surprising because we had some
other than the girl.
We had some shysters in our years.
But, no, I can't think of anybody.
But dude, I would say let's go to freaking Baskin-Robbins. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to pay $5 for, like, a 13th of an inch of a... Wait, what? Like, 1/8 of an inch of ice cream. Like, it's not that great. Like, if that water place is still open, I go get some, like, thrifty ice cream.
Oh, get a Frosty from Wendy's.
I'm not a Frosty fan.
You don't
fan.
Like Frosty?
I am not a Frosty fan. I don't see the anything in that. Like, my dad loves Frosties, and I'm like, why? I can I can blend some ice and put some chocolate milk in there for you and blend it with the ice. Like, it's, that's all that is.
Me and my sister were trying to make them over our vacation.
And?
We could not do it.
Why? Apparently, well, it's soft. It's like it's constantly beating, right? Yeah. Kind of like a icy. It's kind of like an ice key from like Circle K or whatever, right?
Yeah. Apparently, the secret is it's condensed milk and then like chocolate flavoring.
Oh, that makes sense.
So, yeah. But the thing is, yeah, it's constantly like swirling in the thing. So, like, you obviously can't do that because you don't have that unless you have an ice cream maker. And I'm like, I don't have that.
They're getting cheap now.
So, yeah, that's why it's, like, so soft. And then I looked online on YouTube, and people are like, oh, this is how you do it. So I looked at it, and then they, like, blended it together and everything. I go, that's not how it looks. Like, theirs came out looking like concrete and shit. I'm like, that's not right. That's not right at all.
Just let it melt for a little bit. Let it melt for, like, 2 minutes.
For 2 minutes?
Yeah, why not? Seems like our quest for ice cream, we're
oh, Sonic. Sonic has half-price shakes.
Right now?
After 10, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where's the one right
on
near?
I'll tell you where to turn.
So we're going west GPS. Or east?
We're going to go east.
Okay. Yeah, man. So all I'm saying is that's not a bad idea to do a podcast at Sonic because we could just do it in the car. But anyways, we got to try this place out, barbecue.
Yeah, barbecue. We got to try that one out.
I'm always hesitant with barbecue because ultimately, you have so much sugary barbecue sauce on any sort of meat is going to make it taste good. I can overcook something and dry it out and then just slather it on with barbecue. And you're going to be like, man, it's so good because your body is telling you that sugar is great for you and you should have sugar.
Speaking of barbecue, yeah, apparently Arby's is popping off.
Yeah, I haven't eaten Arby's in 20 years.
I haven't eaten that either. All right, you remember that really shitty barbecue we had?
Turn here?
Yeah, turn here.
Yes, the place that I will never name because I never want to give them business ever because it was literally the worst place I've ever eaten at.
Well, yeah, that place. Well, you can't give them business anymore because they're closed.
Yeah, and you know why?
Because it's dog shit?
Yeah, because everything there was bad. They didn't even know how to do a burger. Like, they did a burger like the way I would have done a burger when I first learned how to turn on the grill.
When you were 5?
Yeah. Like, it was bad, man. Like, so, you know when you see a burger on television and you're like, man, that looks good. And then you get it and it's like literally bread stuck together and you're like, well, where's the meat patty? And then you split it apart and there's like a tiny little meat patty that's in the center and you're like, this is not even like bad. This is depressing. You insulted me by giving me this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have gone for that instead of what we got there.
Jeez.
That's how bad it was. And you were like, well, you should have the barbecue. And I'm like, yeah, I guess I should have.
Yeah, you should have tried it.
Hindsight is 20/20, I guess.
I mean, you weren't missing much, but at least you went home. All right, at the next
light. Oh, right
light,
here, turn right. That's right. I forgot there was one down here. Yeah, man, ultimately, I did not like that place. And I honestly, they had nothing going for them. If they didn't have the food going for them at a middle grade restaurant, I mean, they had kind of bad comedy. Bad service. Like, it took a long time for somebody to even get to us, and the guy was dry, didn't really say anything. Everything was bad about that place, and that's why it's closed down.
That's why it's closed down. We should go bowling.
We should, dude. We never go bowling.
Oh, we're gonna go bowling next week, right?
Why next week?
Because I get paid next week.
Oh, you finally get that paper, huh?
Yeah.
Making that money.
Yep.
Making that money.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta start saving up for that vacation, son.
Yep.
Next year, dog, we gotta tear it up. Maybe they can start getting, you know, alcohol. That's
just
not
so you know, Boski, if you're listening to this, it's not my full paycheck. I don't get my full paycheck until September, so I can't go to California until September sometime.
That's hilarious. What is down here? Just schools?
Schools. There's like 4 schools. The Catholic Church. I know you have to do the cross thing whenever you see
just
it.
Just walk by, just to do.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I liked Halo so much as a kid, because I'm like, oh, it's like the memories.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, man. The music, you're just like, where's the entrance for this thing? Is this it?
Next one.
Oh.
Next little one.
That was weird, man. That was weird.
There. Pass it.
Oh, shiznit. Shiznit. Oh, there's a car behind me. No.
That's right. They got a little turn in.
We'll turn in, dog. We'll turn in. What is this thing? This is a weird building.
That's where drug deals happen.
Wow, it might be. It might be. We're not in the best of neighborhoods.
Oh no. Oh no, we are not.
Am I going to the drive-thru? What is this? Cause we're going the wrong, like there's the wrong turns here.
No, no, you're fine. We can't park. You're fine.
I like how that car that's blocking me before seems to be following us.
Let's know what we're doing.
I need to be able to get a quick getaway out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Parking in the well lit areas.
Yeah, man. I need to be able to see somebody's coming at me with
damn, that's a gangster ass midget.
Oh, we might be getting ice cream, dog. I parked pretty far away from that button.
See, man. Gonna stretch like Miss Fantastic?
Might have to, dog. All right, let me pause this while we order our thingamabobbers, because I have this article to get your opinion on. We're still here because I can't decide.
Give you this master shaker.
That's right. All this stuff sounds dirty, man. It's like you got a sonic blast, a master blaster, real ice cream sundaes. I don't think that's how you spell sundaes, by the way.
Well, we're in the ghetto, so I wouldn't let you know.
Waffle cone sundae. Now I'm about to Google sundae. There's mosquitoes outside trying to get in this car. What the heck, man?
Dude, what blood type are you? Mutant?
Goku, apparently.
Yeah.
Ice cream slushies. Classic shakes. Master shakes. Custard concretes. I'll give you a custard concrete. That sounds bad. No matter what you say. You can say anything. It just makes it sound right. I'm like, I'll give you a boneless wing. Anyways. All right. Let me order this stuff before we turn into a 3-hour podcast. Oh yeah, ice cream. What? I shouldn't be having ice cream this late at night, but whatever. Anyways, so check this out, dude. As you may know, there's gonna be an eclipse soon.
Right.
In fact, by the time this podcast drops, we'll be
deep in the eclipse.
Well, is it a Monday? Yeah. Is it Monday or Tuesday?
Monday.
Wow. So, okay. Long story short, if you're listening to this podcast, either it's coming up like right away or it's already passed. But I'm very curious because we're not going to get a full eclipse here. We're going to get like a 60% eclipse or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never seen one, so it might be worth kind of getting glasses for. I don't know. Whatever. Anyways, so apparently this has gone viral. Did you hear about this? It's a guy who put a Craigslist ad.
No.
So there's this guy who put a Craigslist ad where he's looking for someone to watch the eclipse with him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to read this to you and you tell me what you think. This is the name of the ad. Let me make sure I'm recording here. Recording, yes. All right. This is the name of the ad. Wanted woman who wants to conceive child during total eclipse in Oregon. Oh, it gets better. It gets better. So I'm going to read this to you.
Of course that shit's in Oregon. Why couldn't it be like somewhere civilized?
So this is the article. I am 40 years of age, Caucasian male from Europe. My heritage is strong and pure.
Aryan.
Looks, instincts, knowledge, and strength is 100% pure and 100% lethal. I have no idea what the fuck that means.
I come from the master race.
I guess. He continues. I am looking for a worthy female with strong genes, beauty, and smarts to join me to experience a total eclipse in Oregon. Exact place not set. If we have chemistry, I would like for us to make a love while the eclipse is happening. When totality, I can't say that word, occurs, we will simultaneously orgasm and we will conceive a child that will be on the next level of human evolution. Hold on, it continues. We will make love together with me and let me continue. Sorry, I gotta restart. We will make love together with me and my penis directed towards the sun. Everything will be aligned in the local universe. Both our cosmic orgasm energy will be aligned with the planets. In a brief moment of ecstasy, we will understand everything and together create a new universe full of love. You must like cats. Drugs are okay. Nitrous oxide while climax and experience totality and conception is okay with me.
Oh, wow.
I gotta say, this has to be a troll, right?
No.
No? You think this is actually a legit guy looking for a woman?
Dude in Oregon. He's like, he only comes out of the forest once every few years.
Dude, he is insanely descriptive with this. He says, We will make love together with me and my penis directed towards the sun.
Yeah, and he's like, we'll climax together. Well, yeah. Just like I saw on Daddy's Home Number 7.
I'm just like, what? I'm like, everything will be aligned in the local universe. Both our cosmic orgasm energy will be aligned with the planets.
Does that like shoot up like a... like an energy burst? Like
I don't know, man. I guess. And so apparently when you conceive children during a lunar eclipse, you have a child that will be on the next level of human evolution.
So it becomes Neo from the Matrix?
I guess.
What the hell?
And like I was just like, must like cats. Yeah, no. What does that have to do with
so
anything?
So after you take this brolic dick, do you love cats? Oh, you don't? Well.
It's over.
It's over. But you do crack? Well, that's fine. But you don't love cats? So fuck it.
In a moment of ecstasy, we will understand everything and together create a new universe.
I'm a little speechless, but also a little freaked out.
You know what, dude? If we were in Oregon, I'd respond to this guy's ad just to interview him. First of all, I want to know if you found somebody. Somebody replied to this ad. I want to know if you went through with it. First of all, how do you time your orgasm? Because isn't an eclipse like a 20-second thing? Like, it's over quickly.
It's 2 minutes.
Oh, then that guy just rabbits it. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. He's like.
And I tried to do this PG podcast today, but nope, it's going out the window.
You brought up the topic. He's like.
Look.
He's like, you okay down there? Yeah, just waiting.
I'm biding my time.
Gotta wait till the eclipse is right in the way. Oh, there it is. Ba, 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 ba.
He just starts going at it like an AK.
Just going at it. Brah!
Brah,
brah, brah, brah.
Oh,
brah.
Man.
Right, left, left.
Oh.
Center.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. It's like, I almost want this story to be true because I want to know if there's weirdos like this in the world. But it's got to be, right? There's got to be.
Yeah.
I found that article hilarious. It feels like it's a troll. And now I want to almost wait for the next event so I can put out a crazy ad just to make people laugh the way this guy has made us laugh.
Yeah. I'd be like, so North Korea shouldn't bomb at us. I need somebody to conceive my child in the radiation fallout.
I want to have a mutated baby.
I want to have a baby. A muto baby.
Oh.
I wanted to shoot laser eye beams like Cyclops from X-Men. Or any of the superpowers from X-Men. Any of them.
I don't know, man. I heard about this and I was rolling.
Speaking of the eclipse, yeah, it's on Monday, so we were teaching the kids about the eclipse. And
will you have them out there?
We were thinking about it.
We got to get the glasses.
Well, you get the glasses, or they also have this like box you can make out of a cereal box and like something. And so we're like, oh, we're gonna take them out there. And this was on like Tuesday and last week, so this Tuesday we're like, yeah, we're gonna take them out there. So Wednesday comes around and we go to art class. First thing, no art happened that day. I was a little disappointed, but we stopped queefing over there.
The ice cream's thick, man.
That's what she said. So, apparently, they're starting their salsa garden. So, I know. It's art class, right?
They're growing, like, vegetables?
Yeah, we're growing vegetables. So, first thing is salsa garden. So, I'm like, oh, we have different vegetables. Nope, just chili peppers. And so, there's a bunch of dried ones. So, he's like, crack them all open and get the seeds. I'm like, all right. So, he tells the kids to do that. Next thing he says, and I say, he's like, don't eat them. They're very hot. And I'm like, yeah. I go, don't touch your
face
or any part of you. What the fuck does the first kid do? Touches
screaming.
Her eye.
Just starts screaming.
Touches her eye right in front of me. And I go, what did you just do? She's like, I touched my eye. I'm like, yeah. She's like, it hurts. And she keeps rubbing it in. I go, what the fuck is wrong with you? I go wash your face out. And then the other girl, because I'm giving this one girl attention, so the other one got jealous, and fucking right in front of me, touched her eye too. She's like, oh, it hurts. I'm like, yeah. And so all around the room, they all start touching their eyes. I go, oh my God.
Dude, that's like a comedy skit.
It was, yeah. And so I tell...
Did you laugh? Were you laughing? You had to have laughed.
Yeah, I was laughing. And then also I was like super pissed because they literally just said don't touch him. And what they all did, they all did it. And so after this, I told the main teacher in charge that's there with me. And she's like... And so like everybody else in there, the other class was in there with me. I guess they thought I was going to be like... you know, more understanding of what it was, of what happened.
Yeah.
And like, no, that's not me. I'm not that guy. I'm like, that's what you all get for not listening to rules.
Jeez.
Like, that's what you said, and that's why I said, and that's what you guys do. So let that be a reminder not to follow the rules anymore. And so everybody thought I was like a little crazy. So we get back to the classroom, and what does my teacher say? That my boss? She's like, yeah.
My eyes burn.
No, she's like, that's what you all get for not listening to rules. Maybe next time you'll listen to rules. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. It's damn right. And so we were talking about it, I think, yesterday. And, Friday. And we're like, yeah, so eclipse on Monday. Should we take them out to go see the eclipse?
No, yeah, no.
And we're like, nah. Nah.
Nah, you don't want to run that risk. Nah. It could do permanent damage, right?
Yeah. And then the 8th grade teacher, like General Ed, he sent out an email to everybody. He's like, he's a science teacher. So he's like, oh, I'm taking my kids out to see the eclipse. He goes, also, here's a video you guys can watch. I guess some dude in like 1980-some, when he was there watching the eclipse, he looked up. And I guess he's partially blind.
Ugh. How did they get around that? Because you took welding class in high school. How did you get around that? Because you're not supposed to look at welds directly either without the mask, right?
Yeah. Well, I always had the mask on.
But, I mean, didn't any like, dumb kid ever look at it without it? Because there's always some dumb kid who's like, huh, it won't happen to me.
Yeah, he did. He was, he saw spots for the next week.
I'm weird about that, man. Like, if I watch a creator on YouTube that uses welding... Like, I still can't look at that directly. Yeah. I know it's not supposed to transfer via video when you're filming it. It negates whatever the effect is of welding flare.
Mm-hmm.
But I still can't bring myself to watch it, even on YouTube. Like, I'll look away or I'll fast forward those parts in the video. I'm like, I don't want to blind myself. It's just some weird monkey thing in me where I'm like, no, no.
Hey, man, you can't take that risk.
Heck no, man. Vision is so big. Vision is one of those things, like, you can get rid of some stuff. You know what I mean? Like, if you lose a little bit of hearing, okay, that would suck. But, you know, you still got some stuff. If you lose a little bit of smell, you're like, my sense of smell kind of sucks. And it's like, all right, I got around it. It's not a big deal. If you lose a little bit of taste, well, I guess you're just eating spicier stuff more often. But if you lose a little bit of vision, that changes your whole world. I don't want to mess with any of that.
Yeah. Yeah, and, Well, that's true. If you lose a little bit of vision, you have to do some daredevil training. Redo all your senses, man.
Pretty
like,
much.
That's no joke.
Pretty much.
Like, that's kind of a joke, but no, seriously. You're going to have to, like, redo all your senses because, like, you use your sight the most. Sound like you're driving right now by feel and shit.
Yeah, man. Imagine that. Like, you can't even drive. I mean, yeah. your world does change tremendously.
Yeah.
But anyways, all right, man. I think we're an hour in, and we got ice cream, and we had a meal, and I viciously killed a bug that tried to take my blood.
Dude, you did that shit like kung fu.
I was like trying to, no mosquitoes. I hate mosquitoes. No mosquitoes shall take my blood. Any last words for these savages?
Don't look at the eclipse on Monday.
Yeah,
you go blind.
So all you guys are interested in sending us feedback, sending us information, all that good stuff, comments, questions, links are down below. Your social media is down there. My social media is down there. My other YouTube channels are on there. My email, my Instagram, all that shenanigans. It's all down there. Don't forget to subscribe. Hit that like button. That's free. You can do that for free. And we'll see you guys next week, next Monday. Any last words?
No, if you want to be on the podcast, let us know. We got open spots for you just waiting.